This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to spring forward in God's strength. The spring season is upon us, and we recently turned our clocks up an hour. And this is that time of the year when we often hear the word spring forward. Personally, I have to put that little phrase into context. Recently, I shared how I took some time off when my grandmother entered hospice care and ultimately went on to be with the Lord. I have been grieving her passing ever since. Now, because I live in Chicago, I'm always so grateful to see the spring season roll around again. Springtime also represents new beginnings for me. But this year feels very different. At least it does so today. It feels like I'm not going to be able to spring forward unless I do it in His strength. In fact, the last 12 months have been filled with such catastrophe and loss. Maybe you also feel like the only way you will spring forward is in God's strength. And when I reflect on what's possible when we rely solely on God, I think about Mary and Elizabeth, two expectant mothers who knew they were accomplishing something great and purposeful, but only in God's strength. Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist, had been barren her entire life, and Mary said that God took notice of a lowly servant girl such as herself. So wherever your heart is today, whether it's taking on something new and purposeful or grieving a loss like me, let us spring forward in God's strength today. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today and watch me confess my own personal experience with leaning into God. But before you do, remember these words, for nothing will be impossible with God, Luke 1:37. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, in His strength.